Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 9th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Los Angeles County could soon fall back into the medium tier in the CDC's COVID-19 community tracker. It's in the high category now, but the county's 7-day average daily rate of people testing positive for COVID was 12%, and that is down over 1.5% from just a week ago. The county's public health director, Barbara Ferrer, says hospital admissions are below 10 patients per 100,000 residents, and she says she's hopeful that we'll stay below that threshold.
This is a definite decline at this moment. It's not a little dip. I don't really see any indications that we're going to start going back up at the moment, mostly because we don't have a new variant or sublineage of a subvariant circulating.
Ferrer says wearing masks indoors and getting vaccinated or boosted can keep those case numbers down. On Thursday, we'll find out if the county made it into the CDC's medium tier when it updates its COVID numbers. The leader of the LA Unified School District warns of tough times ahead, but he also promises bold action this year to address looming financial and academic challenges. KPCC's Kyle Stokes has more on the superintendent's speech to administrators yesterday.
LAUSD's enrollment is declining. Many students are still behind in their classes. And in his first annual back-to-school address to administrators, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho warned that time is running out to spend billions of dollars in pandemic aid after that money is gone.
We are looking at much different, potentially darker future as it relates to investments in public education.
So Carvalho outlined a series of actions aimed at closing academic gaps, finding students who are missing from school, and investing in improved facilities.
We must overcome the gravitational pull of the status quo because it's no longer sufficient, if it ever was.
After aggressive recruiting efforts, Carvalho says fewer than 100 teaching positions are currently vacant, meaning, he says, LAUSD will start the year with 99% of teacher jobs filled. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Half of the unemployment claims rejected by the California Employment Development Department ends up overturned on appeal. That is a key statistic in a 20-page report from the Legislative Analyst's Office, which says the EDD is focused on fraud to an unhealthy degree, and that focus keeps Californians in need from getting checks in a timely manner. Chaz Alamo is Principal Fiscal and Policy Analyst with the Analyst's Office. He says this is the report's main recommendation.
Just to balance the system, to make sure that getting benefits out quickly and easily, especially during downturns, is also a state priority.
The LAO report recommends a thorough review of the usefulness of current proof of identity procedures, a halt to asking unemployed workers to submit information EDD already has, and to get a payment flowing quickly and recalculated if necessary. Alamo acknowledges the black eye EDD got from dishonest people defrauding the system during the pandemic when enhanced federal benefits became available, but he says the basic state system isn't any more a victim of fraud than unemployment departments in other states. Los Angeles voters will have a chance to decide if hotels should be required to rent out vacant rooms to unhoused people. Proponent Kurt Peterson from the union that represents hotel workers was a guest on Air Talk. He pointed to the success of the Project Roomkey program, which allows people to stay in hotels during COVID.
There are many hotels that are still have vacant rooms, and rarely is the city 100% sold out. And that in those times when hotels are slower, we think unhoused folks should have a ability, if they're able to get a voucher, to stay in those hotels.
Members of the hotel industry packed a recent city council meeting to voice their opposition. The measure is to go to the voters in 2024. Echo Park residents woke up yesterday to discover that portions of the fencing surrounding the park had been removed. It's been up since a large homeless encampment was removed last year, and the park closed for 2 months of repairs. City crews replaced the chain link yesterday. KPCC's Jillian Moran-Perez reports that opinions over the fencing off of Echo Park Lake are divided.
The LAPD started an investigation after receiving reports of 20 to 30 unknown people disassembling part of the fence. An unhoused resident living in his car next to the park, who identified himself as Larry, says he heard some noise while he was sleeping, but didn't see who took the fence down.
Just the public is tired of being fenced out of this park. They're tired of it.
Larry says he remembers being swept out of the park last year when the city evicted a homelessness encampment. While some residents say the fence has made them feel safer in the park, others are skeptical. Local resident Gabriel Ross says the park hasn't been the same since the fence was put up last year.
I mean, I'm very passionate about not wanting the fence. It feels very aggressive and it feels like a punitive measure rather than a protective measure.
Councilmember Mitchell Farrell calls the fence removal an act of vandalism. He says the park isn't meant for everyone, from visitors to in-house residents, but that the fence is necessary. I'm Jillian Moran-Perez.
Lawyer to the stars Burt Fields has died. He represented top talent, including the Beatles, George Lucas, Tom Cruise, and Michael Jackson. His law firm reports Fields died Sunday at his Malibu home. A spokesperson says he had been suffering from long-term neurological effects from COVID-19. Among the tributes, this from Dustin Hoffman. He was a brilliant Renaissance man, and yet he still had time to be an incredible, kind friend. There is a chance of desert and mountain showers again this afternoon and evening. At the beaches, afternoon high temperatures will be in the 70s to low 80s. In the L.A. Basin and inland Orange County, it'll be around 90 degrees. Coastal valleys, the Antelope Valley, and the Riverside area will be in the mid to upper 90s with a chance of thunderstorms. Same for the Coachella Valley, where it'll top out at around 105 degrees. Thank you for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.